Jeff Verholman, very pleased to be joined by Ken Clement, co-owner of Hayabusa. Ken, how are you doing today?
I'm very good, Jeff. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. How was Christmas?
It was good. It was really good. Great holidays. Yeah, how about you?
It was really good. I got a flat screen TV, so I've entered the HD TV world about 5 years too late.
Very nice.
So the fights tonight are going to be just in a whole new dimension for me.
For sure.
Okay, so starting off, you know, Hayabusa obviously involved with some of the biggest fighters in all of MMA, but the other day, you know, you renewed a deal with one of the biggest in the world, in Alistair Overeem. Tell me about that new deal.
Yeah, we signed up Alistair. We've been actually working with him for a while now. Just an amazing athlete. We're happy to be partnering with him, and just can't wait for the fight for tonight. It's going to be phenomenal. Great fight.
Yeah, absolutely. And Overeem's going to wear a Hayabusa walkout T-shirt and shorts, I understand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a signature walkout T-shirt we've done with Alistair Overeem, and also shorts as well. Yeah, so you'll see him walk in. And actually, those signature T-shirts are available on our website at www.hayabusafightwear.com.
And now, this isn't something that Hayabusa typically does, is it, with the walkout shirts and the shorts?
Yeah, we're very selective. We have a lot of fighters that want to do signature T-shirts with us. We're extremely selective on what we do. This one made sense to us, and we're really happy with the design. And so far, you know, people are loving them. They're doing extremely well.
Now, you talked about Alistair and how long you've worked together, and this is obviously his first fight in the UFC, so, you know, a lot of mainstream fans might not know who he is or seen him. What makes him so marketable and such a special fighter?
Just his striking skills, the level of his performance, is just phenomenal. For anyone that's followed him through his Pride K1 days, even, you know, he was the heavyweight Grand Prix champion at K1. Anyone that's seen any of those fights just knows his stand-up game is just at another level. It's just phenomenal watching him, and hopefully we see that tonight too.
And you know, like, you touched on the striking, and he has some spectacular knockouts on his resume. What can fans, you know, expect from Alistair Overeem? Like, are we going to see, you know, a long fight, or is he going to try and end this really quickly?
I think he'll try to knock out Lesnar within the first round. That's his prediction, and it's a great one. At latest, second round. So if we don't see a knockout, I think there's a very good chance he has an outstanding guillotine choke. So if we don't see a knockout, I think we might even see Lesnar get caught in the guillotine. Very likely.
And now, so you see Alistair Overeem winning the UFC 141 main event tonight?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hands down. It's going to be a great fight. You know, Brock Lesnar is an amazing athlete, too. But Alistair's got this one for sure.
Talking with Ken Clement, co-owner of Hayabusa. I want to get your picks on a lot of these fights. We got the co-main event of Nate Diaz taking on the cowboy Donald Cerrone. And I don't know if you saw the newser or the weigh-ins. This fight looks like it's going to be fireworks right off the bat.
Yeah. I can't wait for this one. This one, I think I'm leaning towards Cerrone, but I'm a huge Diaz fan as well. I think that one's going to be a really, really good fight too.
John Fitch makes his return to the octagon, and for those of us who haven't seen John Fitch, he's a solid fighter in the welterweight division, but maybe not one of the most exciting fighters.
Yeah, I think that one should be good. I'm looking forward to that one, but I'm also looking forward to the Vladimir fight. I think Vladimir Matyuchenko, he's one of our sponsored athletes. I think that one should go really well. The Nam Pham fight should also be a really good one. He's actually a sponsored Hayabusa fighter as well. So tonight is just a spectacular card all around. Some really, really good bouts.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, on paper, and the casual fans might not appreciate it, but there's guys like, you know, Alexander Gustafsson, who's an up-and-comer, you know, like you said, Matyuchenko, who's a Hayabusa guy, and, you know, you got even the Toronto reference with Sean Pearson taking on the stun gun. I think it is actually a really, really good show that fans should go out of their way to see.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, last time we talked, you guys had just signed a deal with some of the Canadian sports chains. Talk about where we can find the Hayabusa products here in Canada.
Yeah, you get Hayabusa at major sports retailers, SportCheck stores, National Sports as well. Have Hayabusa products, so, you know, go out there, get your equipment, and support a Canadian company.
Absolutely, and tell me about the Pro Training Series.
Pro Training Series, really excited about that. That's coming out later this month in Canada. It's the series. It was developed specifically for coaches. It was developed with Sean Tompkins before his passing. So this is being launched now, and the line is just phenomenal. There's no training series line like it out there. It has a body protector that's just out of this world. It has Muay Thai pads, microfocus mitts, a kick shield. Overall, it has everything that a coach would ever need to be a top level trainer.
And now you touched on Sean Tompkins and the fundraiser. I think it was in November that you guys were a part of. Tell me how that went.
Yeah, it went really well. It was in Kingston. There was a, it was for Heart and Stroke Foundation. It was a great event, good turnout, and overall, it was really successful. I'm glad that that event took place and everybody came out and supported it.
Now, Ken, if guys want to buy the, or guys and girls, I should say, if they want to buy the Overeem walkout shirt or the shorts or any other Hayabusa products, where can they go?
Yeah, Hayabusa Fightwear .ca in Canada, HayabusaFightwear.com. It's, go there. All the products are there, and that's the best spot for them.
And Twitter?
Twitter account also, Hayabusa Fightwear, and our Facebook page as well.
Awesome. Great. Hey, Ken, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Jeff.